Vous écoutez L'Autre Monde, nous sommes au Ripfest édition 2026 and we are with the band Your Demise. Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi man, how are you?
Fine, and you?
Très bien, merci. Fucking absolutes, can I swear? Sorry.
Yeah.
Fuck shit, bollocks, cunt. Tottenham. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. Like, it's absolutely, I'm very, very happy. In some pain, but that's what happens when you don't get caught stage diving, I suppose.
You're sharing this festival lineup with other bands from different backgrounds and countries. How do these massive summer gatherings in 2026 prove that hardcore is above all a global network of friendship and solidarity?
It's a brotherhood, sisterhood, like legendhood, lunatichood. It's so beautiful. Like it's absolutely, there's nothing like it. We were just discussing earlier how we are, as you know, as people that tour, people that come to shows, people that travel Europe, we are like the 1%. We are the 1%. We're so lucky that we have this thing that people have like introduced us into, wherever it come from, whoever got us there in the first place, and to be able to meet all these people, like looking around this like little car park now with just smiling faces, people that haven't seen each other for months or years or never met, and they're just having a ball. It's amazing. We're so lucky, and it's great to see events like this happening that really like keep it going massively.
Your Demise music is intense physically, and yet the atmosphere at your show remains deeply joyful. How do you analyze this paradox between the aggressive music and the ultra positive release and the, may I say that, the collective
therapy? That is the best question I've ever been asked in my life. That is awesome, man. Do you know what? And I really take that as a compliment, because like I don't take this seriously, and maybe I should, I don't know, but I don't take life seriously. Like, we're here too short a time, like being a silly billy and a fucking idiot is what it's about. Like, I think the music serves for me as a means is to get the aggression out, but like, don't stay angry, don't be a bitch about it. I mean, I can be, and I do that in day-to-day life sometimes, but to get up on stage and just like be a fucking wally is what it's about, man. Like to just like it, to be fair, like you spend even 45 minutes in a van with me, am I a fucking moron or what?
Like gambling.
Silly billy, like just nothing is off limits. Just be a fucking idiot and smile, try and make other people smile. Like that's the least you can do in life, isn't it, right? That kind of thing. And you know, if it's cathartic for me to get that aggression out, I think it's good to like display it or share it in like a positive way, because there's so much negative to get out in this world. There's so much fucking bullshit. So like, you turn the telly on and you speak to anyone, even people that like not necessarily in our walk of life but near to us, or people at work or here or there, and they might have like horrible like shitty views or be right wing or angry or miserable. Like, just don't give them a chance, just kill them with kindness, you know. I think it's important to make other people happy as much as you can, you know, while making yourself happy as well. But great question, bro. And I'd say that a massive compliment. Like, thank you. That's fucking awesome.
And what is your connection with the French audience? I mean, you tour all around Europe, but yeah. With the French crowd?
French crowd, French people, like the French language even, like to Belgian people as well. Like, I lived in Belgium for a year. And like, I've got lots of friends, like friends from Bordeaux, friends from like the south, like Marseille sort of way. Like, it's, I don't think there's that much different between us. Other than we stand up in pubs and drink beer, and you guys sit down and smoke cigarettes and drink beer. That's the only difference. And maybe some of the food. Your food's obviously way better, but joking aside, like, I think, I don't know, I fucking love France. And there's a lot to be said about, like, you know, just great people, great times to be had, just, yeah. And thank you for Thierry Henry. So that's the crux of it. It's Thierry Henry, the Messiah himself. Patrick Vieira, Emmanuel Petit, right, come on. Yeah, stop misbehaving, man.
So what are your plans for the next week, next month?
Well, me and Big John Reed here are lucky enough to go and see System of a Down twice.
Yeah.
Which is kind of really what got me into like heavy music as a kid. And then we play next Saturday in Italy. And then after, yeah, like the next few weeks, really like kind of get our ideas together, what we want to do with this. Because like, you know, it's a bit cheeky that we're doing this, but it's a bit cheekier than anything else that's ever happened in the past. So I think to do what the fuck we want is probably the prerogative now. Whatever happens, we'll see. We'll kind of play it by ear, really, and then in terms of like other shows we've got going on, there's a few. Seems to be playing Italy a lot soon, right? And then we've got Devon. There's a couple of cool festivals in the UK, like kind of proper hardcore kind of vibes, and just have more fun, man. You know, like it's just in a really selfish, ridiculous way. Like this tonight is to spend time with these guys, like sat around me, and everyone else here, like. God damn, I was like chatting to Cancer Bats earlier, I sat next to the Hendrick guys, so me boy from, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, man. We're so lucky, aren't we? This is the most ridiculous thing in the world. Like, I'm just over the moon at any hardcore show I come to. I can just scream my head off and like, it's the cheapest form of therapy in the world, right? Yeah.
You get to make a choice because you receive 5 invitations for 5 birthday parties, but on the same night. Wow. So you get to choose between the 30th anniversary of the movie Scream, the 40th anniversary of the video game Zelda, the 40th anniversary of the animation series Dragon Ball, the 50th anniversary of the book Interview with a Vampire, or the 60th anniversary of the TV show Star Trek. Which one would you pick?
Yeah. Zelda. I was a PlayStation kid, but like my cousin had Zelda, and I used to fucking like get involved. Like, and I never really. Do you know what? I'm gonna go buy a fucking. What was it? Nintendo. Switch 2. I'm gonna switch to the Switch 2. Like, nah, I'm not. I'm gonna get a fucking. Is it a SNES or what was it? I'm gonna get some like OG fucking console. And just Super Nintendo. Yeah. That's it, man. You've like stuck me indoors for the rest of the summer, man. Thank you, boy.
Thank you. Last word you would like to share with your French listeners?
Oh, man. Thank you so much for having us. And hopefully be back as much as we can. Like, it's only a little paddle over the water, or that little silly billy train under the sea. And we'll be back, man. Can't wait to be back. And bonne chance for the foot.
Oui.
Yeah, man.
Merci. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Cheers, man.
Thank you.